Hello, podcasters. Sadly, Grant, you're leaving us for a week.
Is it really sadly?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it really sadly?
I just want to warn podcasters. I was a bit mean to Grant in the first 23 hours.
Don't you suck
hours
up
of
now
the
that the red button's going on and the light's
I'm
flashing.
So
just
sorry.
So you can appeal to, you know. There's a few
crazy
Family Feud fans out there that might be a bit angry with you.
Well, you have. Speaking of that, there is a certain website that we do that.
It's called Over 60.
Yeah. And
what?
There is an article on over60.com about
right?
your photo shoot.
Is it before or after the hip arthritis story?
This is, I'm not joking.
Oh, don't do that,
mate. You are a lead story on over60.com. Look it up.
Are you serious?
Get your phone.
Yep.
I thought you were joking.
Can you send in the link?
You need your media advisors.
You
to send
are
you
on. There is a website called over60.com, and you're the lead story
you're
about
in,
your
mate.
Need photo shoot.
You're it.
And how you're in and out of the press for the wrong reasons.
Oh, okay. Well.
Because, you know, you're having a son.
Ah, that's right. A boy, according to one female magazine. I'm going to miss you guys, though, quite seriously. It's been a fun week.
Have a great time, mate.
Yeah, have a good time on your little trip. When are you back?
10 days. I'm off four.
Oh, God, I didn't realize you're missing that much of
the
show.
Yeah, he's totally completely leaving us in the lurch.
How did you negotiate that into your contract?
That were the terms before I even joined. Unfortunately, I couldn't break my bond with my bro.
I'm sorry I was mean to you on the show today. I was very mean, but I have PMS. That's my only excuse.
Is that a legit, honest apology?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You don't need to apologize.
No, I felt bad. I was mean to you.
We had a fun morning.
You're very nice to me.
A lot of laughs.
He's nauseatingly. See there, I can't help myself.
So nice, isn't he?
He's so. If anyone's wondering, I get asked this so much: is Grant as short as I think he is? Yes. And is Grant as nice as he comes across? He actually is.
Yeah. What do they ask you about me?
They ask me if we actually get along.
Why?
Because I think people assume we wouldn't.
I think it's because
we assumed we wouldn't.
You're two very different types. In fact, there's three very different types of personalities in here. But you know what? It works, guys. It works.
It does. But Ed and I especially are actually more similar than people realise.
That's very true.
We reach for the same things a lot. No, I say we actually all genuinely get along.
You're both high achievers.
Yeah.
You are a high achiever.
This has just been a big penis rub.
Someone rub it.
Is the Titanic thing just about the coal? Is that all it was?
Oh, yeah.
Is it
the coal? Was the Titanic thing?
Tell it now. We're in the podcast.
No, we want to know. We're in the podcast.
All right. So they didn't have enough coal on board because there was a coal shortage in the UK. They had enough just to get to New York, right? So what happened was because the coal caught fire because it self-combusts coal, it can ignite itself. So what they did is they let it burn for maybe about 3 or 4 days and then they decided to stop the fire. They have to throw it into the furnace, right? Problem is, they threw all their coal in the furnace to stop the fire. They didn't have enough left to make New York, so they had to speed up. They had to use that coal, burn that coal. So when they approached all the ice field, they were doing 28 knots, which is really fast through there. So they're going too fast for the ice field. Not to set the record between the UK and New York, as it says in the movie,
but
just to ensure they made New York, because they weren't going to make it otherwise.
That's a much better story. That is a far more interesting story than the let's just set a record.
And they used cheap steel. So they actually went, after the plans were made.
That's controversial.
Yeah.
Because it was made in Dublin, Belfast, and they're trying to blame the Northern Irish. That's
and White Star lines were going under, so they went thinner hole, cheaper steel, and then right where the iceberg struck was the spot where all that heat from the burning coal had weakened the structure of the hole. So it was all buckled and bent, and that's why it just tore open like a can. Otherwise, it just would have bounced off it.
What do MASH stand for again?
Mobile
Army Surgery Unit. Hospital.
Yeah, MASH.
Sorry, I tuned out.
It's a very, very good TV show.
There's a doco about Titanic on Foxtel. You guys should watch it.
Yeah, you should watch it so I don't have to frigging
sometimes
talk about it
20
times.
Sometimes the facts relaying the boring facts aren't as good as when you watch it.
Man, Grant has a boring story for everything.
This is the longest ever podcast intro ever. See you guys. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right now, showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready, set, go.
Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed.
2 minutes past six. Good morning, guys. How are you feeling?
Yellow.
I'm feeling good.
Great. So we've got a good.
I'm feeling good.
Good and okay.
I'm feeling good. I had a good night.
You always feel good.
Is that a crime?
Yes. In my eyes.
Just got a little bit of sunshine coming at my soul. Is that such a bad thing?
Oh my God, I want to hit you so bad. Someone accused me of workplace bullying you yesterday.
Who did that?
online under the video of me not letting you do your Titanic situation.
Oh, I did see that.
A one woman wrote, it doesn't matter if you're famous, workplace bullying is not okay.
Oh, no, I didn't see that
mate,
one.
I'm not even in first gear with this kid.
That's what I'm afraid of. It was funny. Look, to be, it was very, very funny. Obviously, that's a story that I'm deeply, deeply passionate about because I know the impact it'll have on your lives for the better.
The good news is it's back.
It's back. It's in. And we did take note. Yesterday, you had a little whinge about how you don't think you get enough in the show.
I don't know if it was a whinge. I might have been just in good jest, like having some fun.
Should we go to the tapes?
I think we should.
Okay.
I had one item in today's show. One. I'm just looking at the rundown now.
No
one
one's stopping you from bringing content, mate. You show up with donuts.
So two things going on there, isn't there?
Yeah. What's your take on it, Ed? From an outsider's view on that little bit of audio.
I wish you brought actual donuts.
Yeah. I think it's little Grant Danya, used to being on every single television show, feeling like he needs to be more on the radio show.
Don't. Today, all I was saying is I was passionate about one story and you railroaded me. It was very, very funny.
Okay, mate. You're going to be doing pretty much every break in the show today. There's 16 of them. Good luck, little man.
Got some good stuff, though, don't you? Got some good stuff.
Yeah, 720. It's called content.
I'll fill that in. I'll find something. Where's that newspaper?
I'll find something.
Yeah, great.
Got the NT News there?
Yeah.
Big show today, guys. Great. Denya's running it.
The Denya Palooza. And we have ourselves. We're talking about. Well, no, actually. We're talking about plays that you have to go to for your kids.
Yeah.
Your kids put on plays.
Yeah. School concerts. Yeah. My kids had their school concert last night. Hectic.
Lengthy.
Good show.
It was good. It was lengthy. And I wonder if there was some accidental racism. Which is my favourite comedy.
So it was themed, was it?
They went on a trip around the world. It's great.
Yes.
That's good. It's good to open their eyes up to different cultures, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm a little worried.
Okay. Oh, I'm excited. I am excited. Yeah. Who's the top dog in the house? What's going on with play centres at shopping centres? And that Titanic 6:50 is the time to put in all of your iCals.
Yes, guys, if you were listening yesterday, 6:50, we're getting it away today. Yep. Titanic.
Unbelievable.
Absolutely.
What's next, Grant?
It's a thing called What's a Superior. We'll be back right after this.
What's a superior thing we're talking about now?
Okay.
Talking about superstitions, everybody. Get ready for this. Probably one of the best What's a Superiors you've ever heard.
Why are we doing it? What's the context?
The context is this. I had an incident with Shezzy just the other day, right? Oh. This is what happened.
Who's Shezzy? You got to reset who Shezzy is.
Shezzy's my wife.
Okay.
Has been for a long time. Mm-hmm. Am I going to get this kind of instruction sort of right throughout the day? Okay, excellent.
Just constructive.
Just so I know what I'm in for.
So we're
driving along. We turn a corner. Shezzy and I in the car. She sees a black cat in the middle of the road. Just a regular sized cat, all black.
Regular size.
No big deal. As opposed to what, a panther?
Well, just nothing too extreme. It just was just a regular house cat that's just come outside. She screeches the brakes on and comes to a just like a raging halt. Like, nearly throws me through the front windscreen. So what are you doing? She goes, there's a black cat in front of me. I said, we're in a car. We're on the road. She goes, yeah, but I'm not going to go anywhere near that black cat. I said, look, we kind of have a little bit of a size advantage here. I'm sure it's going to get out of the way.
Size advantage, yeah.
How about we just keep on going where we're supposed to go? She goes, nah, no way, not for a black cat. You know what she did?
What?
She put it in reverse. She turned around and we went a different way to where we were going.
Don't you have somewhere to go?
Yeah, exactly. I'm going, you've just added five minutes to our trip. What are you doing?
Just honk your horn. The cat will move.
Yeah, exactly. Or just go around it. Just sort of get to the side. Or just nudge up to it and just let it know who's boss. Something. Anything. Why is Em so quiet?
I don't know if you can nudge up to a cat with a car.
It's a great story, Del.
Yeah. Don't you think that's an extreme reaction to a situation?
Okay. I do. Sure. 1060 was a superior superstition. Movie tickets today because you gave away the tickets to my show yesterday, didn't you? The extra set. What do we got? What's the price? Still?
No, it still says your show.
Okay, great. 3060. If you want tickets to see
who does that is what I'm trying to say. Who turns a whole vehicle around and goes and adds an extra 5 minutes onto a trip because there's a little tiny cat sitting at the side of the road that's really not even in your way? He's just sitting there. He's trying to wave with his little baby paw to go, hi, Denya's. Have a safe trip. But we had to change our journey.
What the hell has happened to you?
I'm trying to make this story more magical.
Okay, well, I don't put new shoes on the table. Ever. And if I do, you got to throw salt over your left shoulder. It is super, super bad luck to put new shoes up on, well, in my house, any raised surface. It can signify
beds?
Death. There's someone's, no bed. Okay. Nothing. Nothing above, like, say, a foot. Mm. If it's brand new, it can signify death. It can signify bad luck for the rest of the day. It's not good. It's an Italian thing, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you drive past the cemetery, you got to hold your belly button so your soul doesn't jump out.
Oh, wow. Hold your belly button. Over the shirt or you got to
plug your belly button?
Plug your belly button.
Plug it so your soul doesn't escape into the cemetery.
Into the cemetery?
Yes. Ever since I was a little kid.
Wow. Well, that's...
And I can't break it. Plug the hole. Plug the hole.
Even if you're driving it.
Even if I'm driving, if you're ever with me in the car and we drove past the cemetery, and I'm really conscious of it, if I've got so I have to like creep my hand to my belly button. Do-do-do-do-do. Nothing to see here.
My high school was across the road from a cemetery.
Mate, you would have been just
What if I
constant.
Walk past? If I walk past, do I have to do it as well?
Yes, all the time. If you're in eyesight, plug the hole.
I would have permanently hit my hand.
Correct.
No so, like a cemetery's like a
no
vacuum.
No, you're soulless?
No. Yeah, I was going to say that. It disappeared a long time ago. 131060, what is the superior superstition? If you've got a black cat story, I'd love to hear it.
Oh, my God. And can you really, instead of saying, oh, my wife wouldn't drive because a black cat was on, just tell it for like 5 minutes.
Okay, I can
really
do that.
Paint a picture with flourish.
131060, what is the superior superstition? We are doing What's the Superior. It's the Grant Denyer edition. It is What's the Superior?
Superstitions. After my wife, Shezzy, decided that she would not drive past a black cat. She would instead turn the vehicle around, go the other way, the opposite direction to where we needed to go, just so she didn't have to cross the path of a black cat.
I touch wood.
I touch wood.
I'm a wood toucher.
And we struggle in this studio because everything's plastic.
Yes.
And you and I were looking for, we went another floor for some wood the other day.
We had to go wood hunting.
Oh, yeah, I love wood.
Do you guys ever hold your breath when you went over a bridge? When you were driving
railway,
in the car?
Railway tracks, hold my breath.
Railway tracks.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I can't remember the significance of it either.
Yeah, we used to hold our breath over railway tracks.
My wife's grandmother, we would all sit down for a meal and then she was English and very sort of proper and we'd all sit there and then everyone would start eating and she would just sit with her arms like in front of her food, just staring into the middle distance until whoever realised what she wanted picked up the salt and pepper, took them off the table and put them on another surface.
Yes. Well, salt is great restorative. If you spill salt, you're in trouble.
You said that before with throwing it over the shoulder.
Left shoulder.
If you spill salt left.
If you break a mirror, spin three times in the opposite direction, counterclockwise, and it will reverse.
Heaps. I'll reverse the bad vibes.
Yeah.
Is that what salt does?
Well, salt can also, if you've got salt on you, great, but often you don't. Actually, my grandmother did carry salt with her.
Little sachets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think my wife's grandmother may have done the same thing.
Are they ethnic?
No, just English.
Oh, okay.
Anglo-Saxon.
Okay.
Belinda from Rouse Hill. Now, you are
Hi.
In. Hello there. What is your superstition?
Well, I'm a nurse, so the word you don't say on any hospital is the word quiet.
Why?
Because all hell will break loose.
Oh, they don't say, oh, gee, it's been a quiet night because it's just tempting fate.
Yes. So if you want to say it's been a good shift, you say it's been a settled shift.
A settled shift. I love that.
Yeah. I really like that.
That's so true. When people say, oh, we've had a good run and we're halfway through driving,
yep.
I yell, I go to my kids, don't you are going to be in traffic now for the next hour.
Yeah.
You got to do retrospective praising of activities.
Yeah, wasn't that good?
Yes, don't do it during.
Yeah, we got that park easy, didn't we?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Can you believe how easily we got this park at Bondi Junction, Westfield the day before Christmas?
Yes.
We're the only ones here.
Sarah and Parramatta, hello.
Hello.
What's the superior superstition?
Green cars.
Ooh, why?
Tell me.
So my mum used to always say that green cars have more car accidents. My sister used to own a green car and she had 3 car accidents in it, but since owning a car that's not green, she hasn't had any car accidents.
I rode a green car off. I ran it into a tram.
That colour was green, you're kidding.
Hyundai XL, light green.
Oh, I know that green. Yeah. XL green. That's the only car that has it. Very interesting. Very interesting.
Not scientific, but I'm here for it.
No.
I think there's something about the vision. I think that there's a lot of people who are red-green colourblind out there.
Oh.
And I think that people find it hard to distinguish moving green objects.
We could Google that, but why bother?
I believe that.
Sarah's Google. You're officially Google, aren't you, Sarah?
Yes.
Yeah, you're an A. Who wins today? They're both so cute.
I like Belinda. I love a nurse.
Yeah, I love a nurse too. Yeah. Belinda from Rouse Hill, you're going to M Show.
Thanks. Evil Queen 2, it's completely sold out, and you've got yourself some tickets thanks to Frontier Comedy and our very own Emma Arusciano, and our friend Sarah is going to get some movie tickets.
Look forward to seeing you, Belinda.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joel.
How do you think that went, Grant?
I think it was a great segment. I really sort of got some, generated some great calls, some great stories were shared. I think
we only got two calls, mate, because you forgot to solicit with passion.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Hey, you got to remember, always throw the number out, guys.
Okay. Yep.
Hey, give it at the top, give it in the middle.
Where's the number written down? 131060. Call in now with your superstitions, everyone.
Too late.
And sometimes they're finished. And sometimes when you're picking up the call, you can go, Sarah, because called in on 131060 to remind the audience of our phone number.
Well, I'd love to, but you got in first.
Well, I knew you weren't going to do it.
I would if I was allowed.
Okay.
Let's continue.
That's Ed's job.
Let's continue Ed this job's bickering.
Okay.
I've already got a text from our boss, Jace. Stop it.
Oh, stop it. Well, we're going to continue to stop it next.
The learning continues.
Hold on to your hats. He tried to put it out yesterday, but Grant Denyer's got a new theory on the Titanic, which is what we've all been waiting for.
Yeah, but you saw the front cover of the telly today? But,
yeah, the front cover of the Telegraph, and I'm talking about what they are reporting.
Old man Ed has a boring story for everything. Boring story for everything. Boring story for everything. Old man Ed has a boring story for everything. A boring story for everything.
My wife now sings that jingle,
yes.
So thank you very much.
So the premise is anytime anything crosses Ed's eye, he has a boring story about it. Anything, guys.
What's your boring story now?
What you got, babe?
Okay. I don't know if it's a I don't think you should preface by saying it's boring.
Come on now.
We'll be the judge.
What's on
of
the
that.
Front cover?
The Daily Telegraph is talking about a drug dealer, a accused drug dealer who posed as a 98-year-old pensioner and would use. Which is great, by the way.
It's a believable cover.
Isn't it, though?
No, I'm sorry, kids. I can't get to any piggers for stereo. My hip's playing up.
That's very good.
So but he was using allegedly using the code word beers when supplying partygoers across Sydney with cocaine.
Oh, yeah.
And they're saying that he dropped off at various Sydney locations, et cetera, et cetera. Mm. This is the bit that caught my eye. 2,200 text messages and 35 phone call requests in a 3-week period. That's a lot of text messages.
Yes.
For a 98-year-old to get.
So many on his Nokia 360. 2014.
It really would have been interrupting his game of Snake.
And with the giant font that he would
need. Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
You know, you look at your phone and it says...
Poor arthritic thumbs.
Yeah. Oh. You've missed two.
And, you know, you've got to do projectile text on those phones. You've got to keep stabbing the numbers until you get them.
I love it when people have the giant text that you can read from the other side of the bus.
I love that. Yeah. And you'd have to... He's always pocket dialing people by accident. Yeah. You
as
know?
If you're on a bus.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's relatable, mate. It's relatable.
What was the last public bus you got?
When I was in year 11.
Year 11 was your last public bus.
Yes.
Holy moly. You're going on a bus tour of Sydney.
Yeah.
You and I are going to catch a 324 all the way from Circular Quay all the way up to North Head. That's what you and I are going to do. It takes forever.
Amazing.
All right, great. You're going
to
take
come
a germaphobe
on
public transport.
Bloody boring story.
Yeah,
so. When I was... at uni, there was a girl I liked that was doing law, and she had to go and sit in on court cases.
Yeah.
Or she chose to, I don't remember. So I said I'd go along with her. So we went.
What the hell? Yeah.
So we went to the Downing Centre in the city, and we sat in on a case where it was exactly like this, where there was someone being accused of being a drug dealer, and the terminology that they had chosen. And people were almost laughing in the courtroom that they had chosen to use instead of saying bags of drugs was chickens. Which meant that at 2 o'clock in the morning, people were sending text messages saying, mate, we need half a chicken.
Pronto.
The other chickens. I'm done.
Hey, mate, I've got a Christmas party coming up. Do you reckon you can get me a couple of chickens?
Yeah, how many drumsticks is that, sir? No boring story.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed. Weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1. Today FM.
This time yesterday, ooh, M, it was Grant attempted to tell a story about the Titanic.
Yes, he did. And he's been trying to get it. There's no code. Just press it.
Okay.
He's been trying to get it on air for 2 weeks, nearly three.
Yes.
But yesterday we wanted to have the intentions of him telling it. And then we realized there were other people who had Titanic related stories.
Amazing Titanic stories.
Trying to prove that you didn't want to hear the story. You preferred other stories.
Nah. And we really upset some people.
Yes, we did. Yesterday there was a comment put on the Facebook page. This has been sent to us by Grant's wife.
Well, actually, it's on Grant. She said she had to field hundreds of messages from disgruntled Grant Denyer fans.
Yeah.
And this is the vibe. Chessie actually said, thank God you're letting him tell it because there's been hundreds of messages at the Facebook page.
I'm going to do my Facebook commenting
voice.
I love
that. Yes. Is that right? Yeah.
I wish they'd let Grant speak. It's disgusting how they cut him off. I actually wanted to know his story about the Titanic. I won't listen if they treat him like this on air.
God, I hope Facebook lady didn't hear the first half an hour of this show today. Okay, so...
Hey, guys, you're chewing into my storytelling time.
The time has come, finally. Okay.
Look, it started like this yesterday.
Actually, Ali's just come in here, my producer.
Just quickly, Ali, producer's come in.
Yes, yeah.
No!
Hi, Ali. Hi. Now, Ali's husband, partner, is obsessed with... Titanic, obsessed, and to the point where he had to actually have a sit-down meeting with me at the beginning of our relationship to say how crazy he is about it. He knows every fact, and you couldn't stump him with a question.
And what's your daughter's name?
Rose.
Like Rose from the Titanic.
Is it really?
Yes. Yeah.
I'm almost now interested.
And on your wall at home, what's his pride of...
His pride and joy is this piece of coal that was actually, you know, taken from the Titanic wreckage site.
Oh, wow. That's funny you talk about coal because that's part of my story.
Yeah.
Hang on, Ali's not finished, Grant.
Yeah. Sorry, carry on.
We've gone to the Titanic restaurant. There's one in Melbourne.
Yes. Oh,
yeah. We have been to the Titanic exhibition twice in Sydney.
Yes.
He even found a flaw in the exhibition. They had the wrong photo matching the wrong person.
Did they?
So he sent an email in because he's like, well, this is an exhibition. It should be correct.
Did they change it?
I don't know. They never replied.
It's a bit long, this story, but anyway.
No, it's fascinating, though.
I heard you've got some sound effects. I'll let you play those. What are they?
Oh, for someone else's story.
What's your sound effects?
Carry on. Yes. Keep going, Ali.
Oh,
what else do you know about the Titanic?
That's nice, Grant.
Thank you, Grant.
I organised that 3 weeks ago. Oh, and I got one of those, too.
He wanted to name our daughter Kate after Kate Winslet. Oh,
that's weird.
Which is a bit weird, but also it was the name of his first girlfriend, so I vetoed that. But I accepted Rose.
Probably not after Kate Winslet then.
That's crazy. All right, so give us one fact, Daniel.
Wonderful work.
I've only got time for one fact.
Yeah, what do you got?
Your best fact. This is your number one fact.
Yeah, go. This is your moment.
This is it.
Okay, it wasn't an iceberg that sunk the Titanic.
And they're calling for more empowering language during childbirth.
That's correct, Eduardo. And initially, look, I'll tell you what it is and I'll tell you what I thought it was.
Yeah.
Queensland midwives have called on medics using condescending and frightening language during childbirth. So maternity advocates are saying that we need to change the language that is happening during a woman's labour. Don't say, that's a big baby. Say, that's a healthy baby.
Yeah.
As opposed to what my obstetrician said when he pulled my 10-pound child out, held her upside down like a trout and said, she's a bloody whopper.
But did you feel proud?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
And she was a bloody whopper.
Yeah, she's a bloody whopper.
Yeah. You can't say failure to progress. You must say slow labour.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Don't say high risk. Say medically complex.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Don't say painful contractions. Say strong contractions. I'll fight them on that one because I've had a contraction or two. They are painful. Strong doesn't cover it, mate.
Yeah. Did they strap you up to that machine?
Yes.
Because Tiff had the machine and they were the graphs are like a seismograph and it was going outside the little line.
Yeah, that's painful.
And one of the people who were there said, yeah, that was a big one.
I'm not allowed to say that. Yeah. No, they'd be escorted out of the room now. It's not okay.
So if they soften the language, do you feel it kind of undermines what you're going through? It plays it down too much?
I don't think anyone's paying attention.
Yeah.
I don't know if none of you two have been in labour, but when you're in labour, it's primal.
Yeah.
You are batting down every hatch you have.
Yeah.
But see, what I thought this whole thing was about, because Kimmy came in, our producer, and goes, oh, okay, so there's an article about pushing for empowering language during childbirth. I thought they were referring to what the husbands were yelling at the wife. I thought that they were trying to coach the husbands. And so, Ed, I've written you out the things I would have liked Scotty to shout at me.
Here I am.
During childbirth.
All right.
Okay, so this is what, my suggestion to the midwives of Australia.
I'm ready.
I'd like to submit this.
And so you're having a child right now?
I'm in the middle.
Here we go. Oh, Em, you are an all-powerful princess of strength and fertility.
Yes!
Push, my queen, push.
Yes!
Your vagina is fine.
Yes!
Absolutely fine. You can hardly notice any tearing at all.
See, that is empowering language.
Grant Denny, you have an announcement to make. You are leaving the show.
Yep. Just temporarily, though. I know you kind of hope for more, but
I don't. No. I actually really love working with you, despite what people may hear.
Just for 3 hours every day.
No, you're gorgeous.
Yeah, just going to head off a little break. Something that I had planned before all this wonderful opportunity to work with you two legends came along. So it's my mate's birthday. We're heading overseas.
He's lying. I'm going to expose what he's actually doing.
Okay.
So this is a story.
I don't know what he's doing, by the way.
This is a story that he's been telling us, this friend of his. They're going, what is it? A snowmobiling in Wyoming.
Yeah, backcountry.
That's not a real thing. Couldn't you have made up a better lie?
No, it's true. Yeah. And we're going to do this new snow motorbikes, motocross bikes on snow.
Oh, you love that stuff.
I do love that stuff.
More lies. Lies upon lies. Because we all watch Married at First Sight.
Do we?
We love Dean.
Yes.
Yeah, because Dean's such a cool guy.
Love Dean.
Right.
And as we know,
Grant loves Dean.
And so, we'll get to that. Because as we know, Dean is a rapper.
Tracy doesn't know I'm a rapper. I've done it my whole life, and it's something I'm really passionate about.
And he has a rap name. Dean has a rap name.
I do have a rap name. It's Visions, like V-I-S-I-O-N-Z. It kind of relates to me being a visual person. I've always done street art and stuff like that, and it just translates over to my rap style, I guess.
I'd love to see some of Dean's street art.
So would I.
Just writing his name with P on the wall.
Dean.
Yeah. I'm still struggling to see where this is going.
Oh, and I understand that you were so taken with Dean's rap that he did on Married at First Sight the other day that you've learned it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You've got your own rap name, don't you? You're G Diddy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So here's G Diddy with some of Grant's, Dean's rapping.
Yeah.
Do you want me to do it now?
A lot of people are saying, what?
Oh, no.
Grant's
going
Grant. To do it. Okay. We're getting rid of the grab.
No, we're not.
Do it
no,
live.
The grabs,
oh, okay.
Yeah, there's some grabs
okay.
coming, but yeah, go Grant.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, Tracy, my little lady, you drive me crazy. After weeks on the couch, you know you'll probably hate me, but you gave me your shot. You're so hot, plus your brain is next level. Come on, show me what you got. We tie the knot at first sight. It's so tight. And when we get talking, girl, we stay up all night. It's all right. We're going to make it through. It's just our first fight. Girl, I got you back. You got me, Mom. We're going to be all right.
Yes! That's really good.
Now, interesting, isn't it?
I really like that.
Nobody clapped.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry.
That's how all rap songs finish, you know? Round of applause for the artist.
Our hands were around our buckets. Some people have unkindly been suggesting on radio that someone who is in his late 30s, who is a so-called rapper, who owns two skateboards, is a loser.
Mm.
And this...
How dare they? What people would these be?
Oh, I don't know. I think they're on the AM band.
What?
But I will say that I think there might be podcasting as well. But I believe Dean has addressed these slanderous comments on the Today Show yesterday.
Thank God.
A lot of people are saying, why is a guy my age still rapping and skateboarding and, like, giving me a hard time? Exactly. It's like people still surf or play tennis or whatever. I don't know why skateboarding or rapping or anything like that's any different.
Not me.
Yeah.
Not at all.
A well-known rapper, Roger Federer. wasn't Rafa Nadal in the Wu-Tang Clan for a while? Was he in the Wu-Tang Clan?
Yes, well known, uncredited.
And now I can reveal what's really going on.
Oh, Jesus.
G Diddy and Visions Dean are going on tour.
Oh. Wow.
And I hear you ask, do they have a single?
Do they have a single? This is a very good question.
This is the world premiere
of... Thank God they have a single.
G Diddy and Dean Visions... with their new single, I'm Not Too Old to Be a Loser White Boy Rapper.
Hey, yo, Tracy, my little lady, you drive me crazy.
Yo, back up now and give the brother room. The fuse is lit and it's about to go boom.
We tied the knot at first sight is so tight.
Haked up, psyched up, ready for wildin'. Standing in the crowd of girls like an island.
Shaker fries, please.
It's all right, we're gonna make it through. It's just our first fight. Girl, I got your back. If you got mine, we're gonna be all right.
Shaker fries, please.
That is G Diddy, Dean Visions, featuring Shaker Fries.
That was art.
Oh, see, coming to an iTunes device near you.
131060, Sydney. Have us a holiday experience let you down? You've gone all the way to the other side of the world and disaster has struck the moment you arrived. During, it wasn't what you thought it would be. A friend of mine went to the Trevi Fountain recently, got there, and it was covered in scaffolding.
That happened to me.
It happened to you.
I went all the way. I think that scaffolding has been there since I think it was there since the 1500s as well. They cannot complete that darn thing.
Mm-mm, it's hectic.
This is because, Grant, you've just announced that you are leaving the show and you're going on holiday. Just describe this holiday again, because it's very odd.
Okay. Well, I don't know why it's odd, but going to America with a mate for his birthday, and we're going to go to a NASCAR race. We're going to go see some rugby. We're going to do some backcountry snowmobiling.
Rugby in America.
Yes. Rugby Sevens, I think, is on over there.
Cool.
Amazing. Okay. And cool. So he's leaving us for a week.
Yeah, and good. You're going snowmobiling in Wyoming.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, this is a cautionary tale because people will have been on holidays that absolutely haven't worked out the way they'd hoped.
Well, I went all the way to Italy also. We like to go every 2 years back to the home country. Mm. And I went to St. Peter's Basilica, which is the big church of the Vatican. And I walked up to the front door and the guard said no, because he said that my skirt was too short.
Oh,
I went all the way to Italy
to
go to St. Peter's Basilica, and I could not get in because of how short my skirt was.
Can't they lend you a robe? They got robes everywhere.
Oh, mate. Mum and I tried to buy a scarf to wrap around my leg, but it wouldn't fit. We tried everything. I tried to pull it down. It was 45 degrees. And I'd worn a white dress because I'm like, white, pure, great. Yeah. St. Peter's Basilica. No, can't come in. I've never seen the inside of that church.
No.
I've gone all the way.
No.
Grant, you've got a story?
Yeah, I got a story. Mm. I went over to the UK. And I was there for less than 24 hours because on the plane on the way over, something happened. I had a really, really long, deep sleep. And then when I woke up, I was really sore downstairs, like really sore.
What?
Yeah. I went into the bathroom on the plane and had a look, and one of them was about the size of a coconut.
One of your plums?
Yes.
What happened?
It had swelled up to this massive size.
Oh, my God.
So when I landed, we went... Got a doctor straight to the hotel, and he came and looked. He's got you've got an infected testicle.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Neither did I.
You got an infected testicle when you landed in the UK.
I looked like a freak. I had like elephantitis just in like one side.
How does one testicle get infected?
I don't know. I think from lying still for a long period of time, and maybe not moving enough or something on the flight. I don't really know.
So
the
doctor,
how long?
The doctor comes to the hotel and goes, mate, if you know the English health system, you should turn around and get back to Australia as soon as you can. You'll get better care there. So, like, within 8 hours, I was back on a plane, just straight home again. I saw nothing other than the airport and a hotel and a doctor's hands on my junk.
That is such a good story. You've totally redeemed yourself.
Congratulations. And how'd you get through customs, mate? Is that gross? That's swollen testicle.
What have you got in there?
What have you got in there, sir?
131060, holidays have disappointed you. You went all the way somewhere and then a disaster struck. Got movie tickets and stuff to give you if you need bribes. But just call to have fun with us.
Yep.
131060, do that next.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed at todayfm.com.au.
We want to know about your own holiday disaster stories as a warning.
Yes. No, that's... It's what we do in radio.
Yeah, sure.
Jenny in Blacktown, did you have a holiday that disappointed you?
Well, we actually went on a cruise for my now ex-husband's 40th. And we were supposed to end up in New Caledonia, and they ended up diverting our cruise. So we've gone from having this really awesome tropical holiday to being down in Melbourne and Hobart.
Wrong direction.
Tropical Hobart.
And we couldn't actually go there, so they've diverted us there. There's all these people with packs for a tropical holiday, and we're sailing down into Melbourne and it's freezing.
Oh, Jen, is that what ended the marriage?
It was part of it.
Fair enough, Joel.
Thank you, Joel.
That was not the answer I was expecting.
Anna from North Ryde, which holiday was a disaster for you?
It was the celebration of my husband and my first wedding anniversary, which was 20 years ago this year, and we were flying to Bali to celebrate. And about 3 hours into our flight, the lady behind us died.
No. Oh, we were talking about this yesterday.
Hectic.
We're both registered nurses, and we kind of turned around, and all the crew were there and everything, and she literally just died in front of us, and we did CPR and everything, and unfortunately, we're not that magical, and she died.
Oh. Anna, that would put a damper on a holiday to Bali. Yes.
I still remember it like it was yesterday. It was terrible.
So it was on the flight. We're talking about this yesterday. Did they just leave the poor lady just there?
What'd they do with her?
In her seat?
We literally carried her up to the back of the plane and lay her down on the back seat. Oh. And then her poor husband was there. And
no.
I had to, of course. Yeah, he was sitting next to her. So then I had to say to the cabin crew, because it was a bit of a dodgy airline, I said, do you think perhaps he needs to be moved? And so they moved him up the front. So he didn't have to sit in next to an empty seat.
Oh, what was going on? So he was looking, did she have a heart attack?
Well, we don't know. He said she'd never had a sick day in her life. Like, she was probably in her 50s. And
that poor man.
I think she probably had an aneurysm and just died.
And was he hysterical, the poor fella?
Oh, my God.
No, he was shocked. He was just sitting there. Yeah, he didn't do anything.
Being shocked. Oh, my God. Thank you, Anna. My goodness. Hey, Catherine from Croydon. Is this your mum's trip?
Yeah, it was my mum's trip. So she went to Italy in, like, it was probably 1990, so honeymoon with my dad. So excited to see the Toby Fountain. Goes and it's scaffolded up, and they were like, oh, that sucks.
Yeah,
but rest of the holiday, they're on the honeymoon. 25 years later, she goes, different month, different, like, completely different season. So excited to see the Trevi Fountain. Scaffolded up again.
Oh, no! Three stories!
She was devastated. Like, all of... So she went with her friends, like, three of her, like, best friends, and they'd all seen it before. So she was like, sorry, guys, I've got to go. Like, missing out on something else. We're going to the Trevi Fountain. And she was devastated. Like, so
years.
Upset.
She's not meant to see it, man.
I know she's not.
Like, it's just not meant to be.
I'm telling you, it's always got scaffolding around the Trevi Fountain. It's mostly scaffolding now. I reckon there's no fountain behind
it. There's nothing.
It's just high scaffolding. Everyone, movie tickets, everyone. Thank you for your time. Here we go.
When we meet, falls apart, you easy. When Tay Tay gets in a fight with Kanye, when you click on Justin Bieber's dick pic, that's entertainment.
Oprah's out and about promoting her new film, Wrinkle in Time, which looks so good. Fantasy, Reese Witherspoon. Oprah's all dragged up in witch makeup. She looks amazing.
Oh, okay.
Can't wait to see it. Yeah. Anyway, she's been doing a lot of interviews, and look, it would be fair to say Oprah is so rich that she's forgotten how to be a normal person.
That's
fair. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm here for that.
Yeah, fine.
When she's done an interview where they asked her if she pumps her own petrol, and this was her response.
Who pumps their own gas?
I don't. Yeah. I gotta just say, I wouldn't know what to do. I actually took someone to the airport recently. I was saying, make sure you have your ticket. And they were like, what? And I said, they don't have tickets anymore.
Oh, poor people are so funny.
Yes. And she also said how she went to the bank. And look, she's worth $3.5 billion,
Jesus.
Guys. And she went to the bank for the first time in 20 years to deposit some money. And she was asked how much. And she said $1 million.
In
coins.
But she said it felt so good to line up in a bank line and talk to a teller with her million. Can you? I love it. Nah, I'm here for it. It's Oprah, mate. Anyone else, we're like, all right, turn it up. But it's Oprah. Barbara Streisand. This could be my favourite gossip story of all time. Have we got some bad news? I've lost a bit of paper, but I can probably do it off the top of my head. Barbara Streisand, here it is, recently lost her darling dog, Samantha.
Oh.
And Samantha was pretty much the star of Barbara Streisand's Instagram account.
Oh,
she had a dog named Daisy. I've got it, Kimmy, I've got it. She had a dog made of daisies just to commemorate Sammy's death.
Right.
And so she has had Sammy cloned twice now, and her two new doggies are clones of the dead dog.
Hang on.
It's so strange.
Not puppies from
No, they just cloned it. They took the DNA.
How much would that cost to get a dog cloned twice?
That is stupid money. That is I have too much money level.
And what are these new dogs called?
Miss Violet and Miss Scarlet.
Otherwise known as version 2 and version 3.
Yeah. Isn't that incredible?
That's freaky.
That's great.
I don't like it.
Mel B has gone on one of those talk shows in America and let it slip that perhaps the Spice Girls will be performing at a certain royal wedding coming up.
Stop it.
Did you get an invitation?
Well, it was five Spice Girls. Why am I so honest?
Oh, my God. Okay, so they invited all the Spice Girls to the royal wedding.
Yes.
Maybe you can answer, maybe not. Will the Spice Girls be performing at the reception?
Oh, this is where I'm just...
Yes, they are performing!
She didn't actually say yes, but let's just take that as gospel. Who cares? I'm surprised. Am I the only one low-key surprised that the Spice Girls have got an invite?
I'm really surprised. Do we know if S Club 7 have got
it? It doesn't really sound on brand for the Royals, though, does it?
Because all we kept hearing was that it's a smaller thing. We can't invite just anybody.
The sister and the dad aren't invited.
Oh, my God.
but Scary Spice is, guys.
Are you suggesting that the Markle siblings are going to show up dressed as the Spice Girls to try and get in?
I hope so. And finally, I'll leave you with this one, guys. Married at First Sight, of course. It's everywhere. The juggernaut. Last night, Tracy, of course, Dean's wife, she had a rebuttal rap prepared. Now, of course, Dean rapped for her. And Tracy's come back with a response. Just prepare your ears.
Hey, hubby, I'm your new wife, even though you've caused me strife in front of couples and the experts in my back like a knife. But I forgive, God. Not passive. Plus your smile got me going. Make it up, what you're showing. I'm hanging in, begin again. We've made it this far, keep it going. I keep growing from you, bespowing. Commit the plan, yes we can, because it's with my new man.
Oh, my God. And she got a gig at the royal reception, do we know? Dean and Tracy.
I don't know what we ever did to anger the gods of rap, but this is what's going on now for
you're right.
Reality TV.
That's entertainment.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. For your chance to win $1,000 every week, download the Alpha Bucks app on your smartphone now.
It is 6 minutes past eight. Time to try and give away some money. Official game show host Grant Denyer, take over.
Carla from Chester Hill is on the line. Carla, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm fantastic, thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you. Congratulations on getting through. So we're going to play today for Alpha Bucks. So we could do with some money for what exactly?
We could do some with some money. I turned 40 this year, so a big bash will be great.
Hooray!
Oh, hooray.
What would you like to do on your birthday?
Well, I was thinking of going on a cruise, so maybe take the family on a cruise or something.
Don't take family. It's your 40th, mate. Take you, your best day, your best girl.
There's kids club. There's kids club and everything, so we can sort it out.
It's a parent saviour, the old kids club, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the hangover club, isn't it, guys? Am I right?
Yeah, so right.
So right.
You ready to play today, FM's Alpha Bucks, Carla?
I think so.
30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with the letter F.
F. So, oh, great.
I feel like F is what comes out of your mouth if this doesn't go well. Let's go with F for Freddie, okay? For each question you get right, you'll score $100 with a chance to win up to 10 grand. We must take the first answer. You can't use the same answer twice, and the adjudicator's word is final. Carla, here we go. Good luck.
Okay, let's do it.
Name a language.
French.
A car brand.
Ford.
A Katy Perry song.
Pass.
An Australian island.
It's on the tip of my tongue. Pass.
A cartoon character.
A cartoon character starting with F.
Fred Flintstone.
I don't know. Pass.
Fred Flintstone would have been a good one.
Firework.
No.
Fraser Island.
Oh, it's hard.
Oh, no.
It's that first pass brings you undone.
I was so nervous.
You know what else is, Carla, you enjoy $200. If people playing along at home, if you're listening to the podcast, Carla, you can do this too. You can see how many times Grant Denyer's dropped the F-bomb this show when he thinks no one's hearing.
Hey.
I reckon we're on about six.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
I've said I said F on its own when you wouldn't let me tell my like my Titanic story.
No, there's been a few times this show where you've pushed the boundary.
No way. I am a broadcast professional. I would never, ever do that.
Well, I think for those of you who are listening to the pod or want to go back, let's talk about it when you're not here tomorrow.
Yeah.
when I can't defend myself with truth.
Mm. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Another chance to play at this time tomorrow.
So what do you got today?
My house is pretty much just like a dance venue. Like when
it's
I get
amazing.
Home, if I've been away, I got two girls, you know, one's two, one's six. They just like, they're like dancing machines.
You put a video out the other day that just gave me life. They were spinning.
Oh, what man, there were just twirls and turning and gymnastics and, Dad, watch this. No, Dad, watch this. Yeah, but now I'm going to do this. So I had like 6 hours where I was just glued to the couch where I wasn't allowed to get up, go to the toilet, walk away, make food, anything. I just had to watch 6 hours of dancing straight.
So you view the concerts they put. How many concerts a week are we putting on?
God, yeah. Yeah, all the time. We're doing it daily in our house. Sometimes the bed is the stage. Sometimes it's the lounge room. It's wherever you are. And the busier you are as a dad, the more they want you to watch their show, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And as much, is there much choreography or planning?
Storyline, believable, how the costumes.
It's becoming next level. They've got this fusion of dance and gymnastic, which I'm loving. So it's involving a lot of flips. A lot of cartwheels, a lot of backward kind of bend over sort of
gear. Interpretive, would you say, made up on the spot?
Very interpretive.
Right.
Which I like. And it comes with a lot of serious face where they won't break their eyes from yours. So you've got to see every...
Drilling eye contact.
And I think I think it's so you can't look away. You have to watch.
I know this trick, but keep going. Yes.
Here's the issue, right?
Yeah.
It's the music selection. Now, I don't want to be, you know, Daddy Downer saying you can't listen to that song. And I grew up in a very wide spectrum of music, and I think that makes you a healthy person.
That's true. You had country and Western.
You're forgetting my rap roots, mate. You're forgetting my rap roots. Daughter is addicted to Macklemore. Okay, she's loving all the songs, you know, Glorious, you name it. However,
Name it. Why don't you name another Macklemore song?
Okay.
Same Love.
Willy Wonka. Oh. Have a listen to what they were dancing to yesterday. Don't know if you picked it up, but...
To be fair, Scout is a mother effing icon. And Sailor does not mess with the effing caviar.
So what do you do? I don't want to rain on their musical parade or stop their musical growth, but it's got words in there that I don't want to... They don't know what those words mean yet. If you come in as a parent and go, that's a bad word, I've now alerted to them and recognised and flagged with them the meaning of F. Okay, so I don't want to do that.
They know.
Do you reckon?
It's 100%.
It's six?
Yeah. You know the F word is six, don't you?
I don't know what to do. So all I did was I talk louder when that bit comes up. I go, great job, girls! Great job! To try and out-volume the F word.
Live beeping.
You're so funny. I love that.
That's cute.
I used to put on shows.
No!
Once a week for my family, I'd sit them down. It used to just be my toys because their eyes are sewn open. That was my preferred. Yeah. And if I could have done that to my mum and dad, I would have. And I used to just dance. I went through an Alana Miles. Alana Miles phase for one song. Oh. This song. So I'd walk out in my undies pulled right up like an aerobics Oz-style leotard, wearing plastic beads and questionable eyeliner, and just make eye contact with my dad. Just do like body rolls.
How long?
There's a whole song.
Because it's a sultry song.
So imagine me, I'm walking out with lots of just looking at my dad.
And
I'm like, fuck it, hey, Dad. And he'd try and look away because obviously it's super,
it's weird.
Really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, pelvis.
Jesus.
Like to this song every week. Hectic.
This song would be triggering if he's listening right now.
My dad's shaking. 10:60. What kind of concerts are your kids putting on? What have you seen?
Great.
Sometimes they just don't realize they're being super inappropriate.
That's fantastic.
Do it next.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed by downloading the Today FM app.
On 13:10:60, are your kids putting on concerts?
Yeah, what are you seeing?
Yeah, what are you seeing?
Or what did you used to put on?
I only ever put on one concert. It was an apology concert. My friend Jessica and I had done something wrong. We're at our friend's house. They lived in one of those terrace houses directly across from Allianz Stadium.
So we should go and sit on top of there to watch the NRL Grand Final until they pull up a big sheet to stop us. Never mind, don't want to talk about that. And we did something wrong, and my friend Jessica...
An apology concert.
Yeah, and she came down and she said, it'll be great, trust me, they'll love it. We went down and she said, I remember it so clearly. She threw money at me as I was apologising. She's like, I don't want your money, I just need an apology. And she improvised a song, and as we were driving home, my mum said... A, the apology didn't work, and B, never do that again. It was terrible.
Oh, no.
She was right. No, she was right. Dreams. She was absolute. No. Crushed. She was absolutely right.
I used to also make the school watch my concert.
Oh, you didn't do assembly.
Yeah.
That's a topic for another day.
I used to do assembly.
No, Em.
Put a pin in. I used to walk out with my own boombox at assembly. And I used to sit in opening dance position for half an hour.
Did it start like this? 5, 6, 7, 8.
No, it was worse.
More dramatic than that.
Thank you, Ed.
Yeah, Jesus, please.
Okay, put a pin in school. Yeah. In school assembly performance is good.
It's Jackie from Parramatta. You're living through this. What is happening at your joint?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good.
At my place, I've got a 7-year-old daughter, and she loved Frozen when it came out. And when it first came out, she would sing Let It Go every Friday night. Now, Frozen came out like 5 years ago, and she's still doing it.
Every
Whoa.
Ouch.
It was cute for the first year, but now it's just kind of, I want to shoot Elsa.
You and every other parent in Australia.
Yeah. You're not alone, honey.
It's horrifying.
Thank you.
You know what fixes it? You sing it back to them. Yeah, then they don't like the song anymore.
We do have a grab of that. We'll get that. I've got Grant singing that somewhere in our system. So then we can all cure ourselves. Irene from San Suzy.
Morning, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
What concerts were you seeing at your place?
My 2.5-year-old's a little bit quirky at the best of times, but she loves Kendrick Lamar's Be Humble. She calls it her sit-down song.
This is what you're feeling.
Yeah. And she'll get there and she'll bounce and she'll get her hands and she'll start popping her hands. And it's really bad when my 90-year-old grandmother's around and like my sister will put it on and she'll come bolting from the other room and go, sit-down song, sit-down song.
That's
we're like, maybe we'll just turn this one down a little bit.
Grandparents think it's the end of the world when you start playing that kind of music.
Amazing. That's great.
I know.
That's so good. Thanks, Rainey. I love that. Karen and Avalon, hello. This is amazing. What did you and your sister recreate?
When we were little, we recreated Sure, If I Could Turn Back Time.
Oh. Yes.
But including the costume.
I was going to ask, how did you make the black...
With a set of stockings, we had a stocking with turned upside down with the legs going up over our...
Because it's like one giant piece of electrical tape is about it.
It looks like Gaffer. Yeah. Right up your vajutsis.
Karen, who is the audience?
We were very innovative.
Karen, who is the audience?
Our parents.
What did you straddle instead of a cannon?
I don't know if there was any straddling. I think it was more just the costume that we wanted to nail.
Jesus. Yep. Karen, that is wonderful. She's coming out for Mardi Gras. Maybe you guys could do a number together. Thank you, Karen. Kelly from Tempe. And hello, mate. You've got how many kids you got?
I've got 3 girls, so my life is a constant torture. They are 4, 8, and 11, and I do feel slightly sorry for the 4-year-old because I have band concerts, so they can do a concert all they like, but I am not watching and I am not judging. And
how's the judging? Oh. Judging? Girls do that. Who's the best?
Yep.
But do your kids make you try and pick who's the better colourer, who's the better dancer, who's the better
And it's even down to makeup now. So now they get the makeup out and who's done a better job on the makeup. But I did really good makeup there, but that hair's better than my hair.
Kelly, I've one more question. Do they cartwheel everywhere?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. The 4-year-old's just started gymnastics, and last night a pot nearly went flying off the oven because they have to be done in the kitchen under my feet while I'm cooking dinner.
Mate.
What about the fights that happen when one of them breaks from the pre-planned choreography?
Oh, and it's worse when friends have come over. So the ground rules are not only for my children, they're for their friends as well. So when anyone enters the house, it's like, go for your life, but there are no concerts, and I'm not judging. And they know now it's just in your bedroom. And, Em, you'll love this. It's the costume changes are even better. Because midway through costume changes.
Yes!
We're talking, 8, 9 years of dance concerts my kids have tortured me through. So I've got 9 years.
Of costumes.
9 years of dancing concerts that they change intermittently through routines as well.
Oh, my God.
I love you, Kelly.
Kelly, do you want to come to my concert?
I love you, Kelly.
Em, would you believe I'm coming and I cannot wait.
Yay!
I cannot wait.
love when we don't have to give tickets. I think everyone in Sydney's got a ticket, which is fantastic. I really want to put another pin in 1360, where is your kid done a cartwheel?
Yeah,
because
great,
that is a thing. Because the places our dad manages to squeeze cartwheels in. Thanks, Al. Great calls. Thank
love
you.
That. Love it.
M, Grant and Ed's Pay It Forward. Bupa has more ways to care for you. Life is a gift. Take care of it with Bupa.
Yeah, todayfm.com.au. We've been asking you to go on an M and to just tell us about someone in your life that you think needs, could do with a hand, could do with something nice happening for them.
Yeah, just some good positive vibes. Someone that great you question. Love and appreciate.
Yeah.
And today we welcome in Donna. Hi, Donna.
Hey, how you going?
Good. Don't be nervous talking to the microphone. Now.
Hello. Is that
there we good. Go. There we go.
Now, you heard about our Pay It Forward and have nominated your friend, Kerry, who you work with.
Yes, I have, yes.
Hi, Kerry.
Hello.
And Kerry's brought in her daughter, Kira. Hi, Kira.
Hi.
Hi, Dol.
Oh, look at that mic technique. So Kira, great
she's
job.
Good. She's onto it, isn't she?
Now, Donna, can you tell us why you nominated Kerry for Bupa's Pay It Forward?
Okay. Kerry and her husband bringing up three awesome kids, Kyle, Caitlin and Kira, who we have here. They've been going through some tough times of late. Young Kira suffers from cystic fibrosis and a lot of stress on the family. Kira's in and out of the Children's Hospital at Westmead for treatment and also regular checkups. And, of course, this is a lot of stress for Kira and the whole family. Kira started high school this year, which is quite stressful, not only on her but her dear mum, Kerry, who we hear a lot of stories about her little girl, Kira, every day. And, yeah, it's... Yeah, I just wanted to do something good for
Donna,
the family.
But Donna, you were telling us about how, because you see obviously Kerry at work all the time, about her, how wonderful her attitude is and how positive she is and how she spreads her positivity towards other people.
Oh, definitely. She's an awesome worker. She gets along with everyone at work and, yeah, she comes to work, gets everything done and then she goes home to her little girl and it's sort of, yeah.
Kerry, how you doing there?
All right.
Are you okay?
There's a lot of shaking people here.
Kerry, well, what's... I mean, I've been talking to Kira off air and she's a legendary kid. I've offered to come to school and sort a few people out.
also put on a concert, impromptu concerts.
Kerry, what kind of things do you go through daily we've heard that it's hard having a child with cystic fibrosis?
Yeah, so she has to have tablets every time she eats and does PEP once a day. When she's sick, she has to put it up to 2 times a day.
Mm-hmm. What's PEP, sorry?
Oh, it's where it helps clear her airways, okay. Basically. Mm-hmm. When she's, in constant antibiotics and treatment and, yeah.
And as well as the cystic fibrosis, that transition for any kid and for any parent from primary school into high school is already can be quite a, a tough one, a traumatic one even at times.
Yes.
How you going, Kira?
Good.
You like that we're talking about you like you're not in the room? How are things for you? How are you going? That's all I really care about right now.
I'm going good.
How's school going? You said you're finding it a bit tough?
Yes.
Yeah, making new mates?
It's hard. Making some.
Yeah.
It takes a bit of time, doesn't it?
Yes.
Would you like me to come and hang out with you at lunchtime?
That would be nice.
I should warn you, she is quite competitive when it comes to handball and netball.
Well, Kira, you're here with your mum, with Kez, and Don's has said, what can you do? And I was just wondering, Kira, who your favourite singer is? Besides Em Rossiano, obviously. Yeah, she looks a bit like me, I heard.
She has amazing...
Who do you love? Say it.
You can say it.
Oh. Yeah. I don't know.
It's not Troy Cassidy.
She loves Ed Sheeran.
Pink.
Pink.
You do like Pink?
Oh, yeah. Thank God you said Pink.
Thank goodness you said Pink here. Thank goodness.
She's awesome.
Well, you guys, because Donna did nominate you, we are going to give you 4 tickets to see Pink live in concert on Monday the 6th of August. Yes. You're going to arrive in a pink limousine.
Yeah, we've been told this is the world's biggest Hummer.
Limousine. So
you are going to be making an entrance in that.
You might not know what that is. That's a really stretched, very, very long car. It's yeah, we could amazing.
Fit, they've told us here in brackets you could fit 300 Grant Denyers in it.
And also $1,000 to buy yourself some outfits to wear to the concert. Oh. How's that sound?
It sounds awesome.
Oh, honey. Kerry, will you be able to go out and have some fun at a Pink concert, you
yes,
reckon?
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah? And look, yep. We haven't forgotten Craig and Kyle.
Yes, got the boys.
$500 Red Balloon voucher for them to do something fun.
So they can do something non-Pink related, like something like laser tag or something on the night. Donna, thank you so much for telling us about Kerry and her family. They're just such nice people. We really appreciate you being able to come in today and helping the guys out.
Oh, thank you, guys. This is awesome. Yes, thank you so much.
Kerry, you're a good mum.
Thank you.
You're a great mum.
Kira, I'm not joking. I will come to that school. I've got you, girl. I've got you.
You're going to show up in the pink Hummer? Show up in the pink Hummer. Yeah. That's a great look on the way to school.
Yes. Now you're talking.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. M. Grant and Ed's Pay It Forward. Bupa has more ways to care for you. Life is a gift. Take care of it with Bupa.
M, Grant and Ed, well, I can only say that for the next day because, Grant, you are going on a very odd tour of the backcountry of America.
Nothing odd about it.
With a Corby.
His mate's 40th?
Yeah.
He's going snowmobiling.
In Wyoming.
Bugging. Great.
I imagine great fun. Be that scene in Dumb and Dumber where they're both on the tiny bike.
Yeah. So just with snot screaming out that's frozen.
But there's been... Sorry, do you want to keep going with your snot story?
No, that's okay.
There's been an ongoing issue for a little while now.
Yeah.
Someone's been suggesting one particular story be spoken about on air, probably for a fortnight.
Yeah.
And then the last 2 days at 6:50, at the very important time of 6:50.
Most important.
We have tried to derail one Grant Denyer telling a story about the Titanic.
I'm going to change what you know about the greatest ship that ever lived, the Titanic.
Yeah. Actually, Kim's got a story about the Titanic. What's your story about the Titanic?
Because Kim was saying something off air I was really interested in.
Time has come, finally. Okay.
Look, it started like this yesterday.
Let's see Ali's just come in here, my producer.
Just quickly, Ali, our producer's come in.
Yes, yeah.
No.
Hi. Now, Ali's husband, this is your moment.
This is it.
Okay, it wasn't an iceberg that sunk the Titanic. It was.
So.
That last one was brutal.
We are here for you. Mm-hmm. It's time for you to tell the Titanic story.
Drum roll, please.
Here we go.
Don't have one, but I can give you this.
Here we go.
An iceberg didn't sink the Titanic. A fire did. There are new photos that have emerged. Okay.
See you, Em.
From the day before. Oh, she just walked out.
She's walked out.
Okay, I'm going on anyway. There's photos of the day before it left the dock on its very first maiden voyage that shows a discoloration in the hull, which suggests there was a fire. Ed's walked out. I'm pushing on. There was a fire in the coal stores, okay? But they left the dock anyway, knowing that there was a fire in the coal stores down below in the hull. A fire on... And then...
Ah, sorry, we've got a directive from Guy Dobson, who's the head of the network.
The
music's got to start. We have to end the show at 8:55.
The fire continued to burn and it weakened the steel, right? It weakened the steel of the hull. And then they pumped all that fire.
Turn his mic off now.
Turn his mic off. His mic's off. Have a great trip, mate. See you when you get back.
See ya.
It's going to the other mic. Favorite quick.
It's cloudy.